be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have revealed to you everything I have heard from my Father. It's not you who chose me. It was I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we witness for the first time one of the most important things that happens in the church, which is within the mystical body making room for the continuous transmission of the gift of the faith. Judas had taken his own life. So St. Peter stood up before Pentecost, surrounded by the 11, and said, "We have to choose someone to take his place." But that choice would be given to God, and it would be chosen by lot. The two criteria were those who had been with Jesus from the beginning, from the time of the baptism of John, and those who were witnesses of his resurrection. They were used to selecting people by lot. That was the way that the priests were chosen for service in the temple, like Zechariah. 800 to 1,000 of them would write their name on a rock, put the rock in this big bowl, start to shake it on out, bounce it, and whichever one came out like a ping pong ball in a lottery, that was the name who would be chosen. It was a little easier with that election, but they were showing that ultimately the choice was from God, not from them. And there were two candidates. One already had earned two nicknames: Barsabbas, which means son of the Sabbath, most important day, someone who really was already known for giving God his due, and Justus, the just one, one who was already giving his neighbor what he was due. And then some guy named Matthias. So the shake goes down and out comes Matthias, and he's the one chosen. Wouldn't have been the one we would have anticipated would have easily been chosen just on human criteria. That's the way it always works. Jesus didn't go out and call the rabbis, the scribes and the Pharisees, those who were particularly cultured in the ways of religion, necessarily, to be his apostles. He chose tax collectors, he chose fishermen, he chose relative nobodies. But he was able to do his work through them and through their faith in him. And that had to be part of the reason why God, in his plan, chose Matthias to be an apostle. What about us? I'm sure you were hanging at the edge of your pew as we prayed that opening prayer today, that collect. But there was a beautiful play on words. Talked about our having been chosen by lot. For what? Rejoicing in your having allotted us by your love. That's not exactly what it is. Rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us. It's kind of like one of those rocks would have fallen out of that. Rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us. When you look at the 7+ billion people on the planet, how did it happen that we're one of the 2 of 7 who's Christian? We're one of the 1 of 7 who's Catholic. Out of that, we're 1 of the 700 who's received a vocation to be a priest or a religious. How is it? There would be plenty of other people we could say, with St. Paul at the end of his first chapter in his first letter to the Corinthians, who were nobler, who were smarter, who were more qualified on paper. But God chose us. And he chose us by love. That's what today's gospel reading is about. I'm sure as you were looking ahead to this feast day, you were getting really disappointed as we were doing the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, and we were getting to the heart of St. John's Gospel, this message of love, John 15:9-12. Just as the Father loves me, and we know how much the Father loves him, I love you that much. Remain in my love, to say we're going to lose it because of this feast of St. Matthias. But isn't it funny how God, by lot, gives us exactly the reading we would have had today? And we've got a little bit of a foretaste of the second half, which we'll get again tomorrow. But we've been chosen by love to remain in his love and to pass that love on. And that's ultimately the most important aspect of the transmission of the gospel to get. We see that with St. Peter after the resurrection, that his love for Jesus would be shown in his care and protection of Jesus' sheep and lambs. When you go to St. Peter's Basilica and look up at the chair at the back of the basilica made by Bernini to enshrine the symbol of the teaching authority of the popes, you've got Peter feeding the sheep and the lambs in the bas-relief at the back, because the proclamation of the gospel is a form of love, as are all the other actions in the church's body language to care for those in need. That is a witness of the love we have first received and passed on. The criteria that were given for the selection of Matthias, somebody who'd been with Jesus from the beginning and somebody who was a witness of the resurrection, those qualifications perdure in the church. We have been with Jesus for a really long time, most of us from the day we were baptized, early in life. We have heard him. We have eaten him. We've been forgiven by him. We've hung on his words. All of that matters. And likewise, we are witness of his resurrection. We mark that, not just every Easter Sunday and Easter season as we do now. But we live with the risen Jesus who we know is at our side. We're capable of giving testimony to him. So just as happened with Matthias, so has happened with us. And we have to take ownership of that incredible gift, just as Matthias did, without excuses. One of the things that bothers me in the church as a whole, it happens in the priesthood, it happens in religious life, is because of a false understanding of obedience, we train infants. Not childlike, but childish people sometimes, where we allow everybody else to have the responsibility for things. We follow rather than lead. I could give lots of examples about it, but a lot of us don't seize the opportunities that Christ gives us in order to take ownership and leadership, take stewardship, is what we'd say in the church, to the full. So that we'd bear 5 talents and the 5 that are given. We just say that's somebody else's decision to make, that's somebody else's call. I'll just wait until somebody explicitly tells me what I need to do. Not the way of the church. God wants us to be creative. God wants to help us to take advantage of those opportunities, to do as much good as we can with the resources at our place, to use the freedom that he has given us for its purpose, which is to love and to love lavishly. And we don't need for somebody to tell us under obedience, love one another, because Jesus has actually given it to us. Sure, there will always be certain confinements and the whole rest of it, parameters for the way that we love. But we are called to give that witness. When I preach retreats to religious, I always say, if by some freak occurrence during a big meeting, some meteor hit your mother house and you were the only survivor, would you be able to keep the charism going? Would you recognize that you have as much of that charism as the founder or foundress? You're filled with that gift, and would you keep it going? Would you take the initiative? That's something that we see in Matthias. Yes, he was always part of the college, but he was also someone chosen not to be a second fiddle to the first 11, but to be just as much an apostle. And we see that that's what he did with his life, all the way until the time where he put into practice Jesus' words in the gospel about the greatest love. Laying down his life for him would have loved laid down his life on Calvary for us all. Today, as we celebrate this Mass, we remember that St. Matthias was chosen by God in the early church to celebrate the same Eucharist we are now celebrating, to be able to bring Jesus' risen presence to others. We who have known Jesus from the baptism, not by John, but by Jesus through one of his ministers, and who have seen him risen from the dead, the Lamb looking as if he has been slain, we are now sent out with the Lord's blessing, which has been allotted to us by love, to be able to continue this holy transmission. When God said in the heavens, let us choose someone to take the place of those who have gone before us, the lot fell to us. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.